Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do you get your boss to give you a raise? This will sound familiar. I've got a friend who's been working at a company where they have been laying people off steadily over the last 18 months. Her workload has been increasing. Her compensation hasn't. Meanwhile, she's really stressed out and overwhelmed. So she asked me, how do I get a raise out of my boss? And I said, the answer is you go look for another job. Clearly, he's not valuing you and the work that you're doing, because if he was, he would have gone to management and say, hey, I really need to reward this person who's doing an incredible job and has taken on all this new work. So you need to get out there and find another job that you're going to love doing. And then you tell him, hey, I've received an offer for another job. Are you willing to match the salary to keep me? That's when you find out exactly how tough things are financially, because he's either going to scramble and do everything he can to try to keep you because he needs you, or he's going to come back to you and say, my hands are tied. I actually can't do anything to move the needle for you. In which case, you have got an exciting new job to explore, because life is just too short to be chronically underpaid and overworked. So here's what happened. She took my advice. She did get a new job offer, and then she went back to her boss and he did match the money. But smartly, she chose to leave anyway. One, she didn't like the fact that she had to force his hand. She was like, dude, why didn't you just pay me properly in the first place? That was the right thing to do. And then secondly, she also realized that all of her other points of dissatisfaction, all of the other things that irritated her about the job that were slowly chipping away at her life force were still going to be there, even if she was making more money. One of the best bosses I ever had told me, there is a time to leave every job. And it's not always obvious when that time comes. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it comes out of frustration where you feel undervalued and undersupported and disrespected. And when you start feeling that way, it's a little easier to get motivated to make a move. But if you're not happy in your work, if you feel like you haven't found the work you were meant to be doing, don't give up. Just because you haven't found it yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means you're still on your journey of discovery. And no job is going to be perfect. You just want to find the opportunity that feels most perfect for you, because then those mundane, irritating things we're always going to have to deal with are a lot more tolerable when the rest of the job feels a lot more satisfying and fulfilling. Try to really leave yourself open to the world of possibility, because the truth of the matter is you can do the job you're doing now, or you can do any of the hundreds of other jobs that are out there in the world. So what is right for you? Stay open. Maybe you're supposed to be an entrepreneur. Maybe you're supposed to have your own company. Maybe you're supposed to build a company with a friend. Maybe you're supposed to live in another city. I mean, the possibilities are plentiful. So dive in and swim in that world of possibility and see what you come up with.